Paige Rutledge is here for Friday Live. Good to talk to you again. It's been a little while.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again. I always love coming on the phone and getting to chat with you.
You had a very big year last year. You accomplished all kinds of things. Do you have bigger and better plans?
I was very fortunate to get, you know, one of the direct opener spots for Tyler Joe Miller at the Hollywood Country Jamboree coming up this July. So that was a nice little, like, oh my goodness moment. And the main focus this year too has been recording an EP. So that's consumed a lot of my time, which has been very exciting and nerve-wracking in a different kind of way, you know, to get a whole project out there for listeners.
Those who don't know, what is it like to get onto a big tour like you will be on with Tyler Joe Miller?
It's very exciting and overwhelming. When you get to have your name on those bills with people that, you know, are just fantastic, you get to watch what they do after and just see how they connect with audiences. And it's really inspiring at the end of the day.
That's not the only big show you'll be on. You're going to be playing this Saturday as part of a Rivertown Saints show.
Yes, very excited for that. So this Saturday, we are playing at the Rivoli in Toronto. And it's the Rivertown Saints tour, and it's featuring Elise Saunders and Cody Robinson, and I'm very excited to be a part of that on Saturday night, and there's still tickets available for people if they are looking for something to do.
And you'll be playing The Worst Thing, though, that night, right?
I will, absolutely.
Now, you've did an acoustic version of this. How did it change it for you?
We had this vision of when I was writing the song originally, I was like, the lyrics of this are so sad. And then when we went into the studio to record it, I was like, I really want this to be one of those, like, music up, like, full blast in your car, and you're just, like, singing your heart out. And I was like, what if we kind of did something a little different and stripped it down completely? So those sad lyrics really become the emphasis of the song, and it changes, you know, just changes that song a little bit, still has the same meaning. It was actually harder to sing than I thought, because when we did strip everything back, I was like, whew, I was like, this is hitting me even a little bit harder now. And it was nice when we released the video, so many people reached out and they're like, why is this so sad? And I was like, well, I guess we accomplished what we were doing. So
it's good though.
You know,
yeah, great for the listener though to have that kind of different kind of vibe to go to, because the song is the song, as you say, but it's subtly different and becomes something kind of new.
I personally love an acoustic, a stripped down version of a song. I think when you can take a song and strip it back and still feel that emotion, like, that just hits even harder. And so that was, I was honestly a little bit nervous to do it because I was like, I really just want this to hit as hard. And I think that we were able to accomplish that, which was really nice.
It doesn't always work that way when you scale things back.
Well,
you know, it
exactly.
becomes kind of empty and doesn't have the same feel. But a good song is a good song, even if you strip it down.
Thank
so you've done
you.
Well, right?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
CMAO is coming up this year. Will you be part of the festivities in Mississauga?
Yes. I'm playing in a few showcases, which I believe should be announced soon, I guess, because it's already almost April, which is crazy that we're already getting towards that time. But yes, I'll be a part of a few different showcases that weekend. It's going to be a really fun weekend getting to support everybody in the Ontario country music industry.
Long weekend coming up this weekend for Easter. Do you have big Easter plans?
Well, right now I'm playing Saturday night. and then I will actually be singing the national anthem at the Kitchener Rangers game on Sunday. So I'll be making my way up to my cottage after to spend Easter dinner with my family on Sunday.
Now, is it turkey or is it ham or is it both?
Usually we do both.
Yeah.
I tend to be a picky eater. I might be the problem when it comes to food.
So what do you mean, like, picky? How are you picky?
You know, it depends on the day, what I'm feeling like eating. We did, like, this massive turkey dinner at Christmas, you know, like everybody does. And I'm like, maybe I need to go on a break. And, like, maybe we'll do ham. But usually we do both to, you know, give people the option.
Yeah, it's good to have options and good to have family and friends around at such a wonderful time
Absolutely.
Of year. You got a busy weekend and a busy 2024. We'll make sure to connect at the CMAOs in Mississauga this year.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Always a pleasure to speak with Paige Rutledge. Good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob. Have a great day.